الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لا صلي سيد دروش شريف اللهم صلي على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and dear listeners, firstly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the blessings of this beautiful day, the day of Eid and the day of Jumu'ah. Today, alhamdulillah, two Eids has been gathered together, the day of Eid and the day of Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the blessings of this day and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everything from us what we did in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan that we've just passed, mashallah, you know, I'm sure we all made all our efforts to do as much as we could in the month of Ramadan. One thing that we all need to remember is that whatever we've done in the month of Ramadan, whatever we'll do, none of this would be possible without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, it's a reminder for myself and everyone that whatever we did in the month of Ramadan, in terms of huququllah or huququl ibad, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling people's right, whatever we did, we all need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. We all have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason being that when we thank Allah for what we were able to do in the month of Ramadan, then Allah will give us tawfiq to carry on with that. Because Allah says it in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase you. So that does not just apply for worldly matters or materialistic things, that when a person is given wealth, he thanks Allah, Allah gives him more wealth. That does apply there as well. But it also applies on our a'mal. Whatever we do, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. We prayed our salah, we fasted in the month of Ramadan, we gave out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we did social work, whatever we did, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Thanking Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us more tawfiq to carry on with that action. Number one. Secondly, you know, when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will help us stay away from pride. Kibr. Because whatever we've done, if I start thinking, oh, you know, I've done so much, this was all because of my ability. I had the ability to do it. I had the power to do it. I had the strength to do it. There's a fear that a person will be, you know, doing kibr and takabbur and having pride in him. Whereas, you know, we should not be having that. But when we say that, oh, it was nothing from my side, O Allah, it was all from your tawfiq, O Allah. Everything was through your tawfiq, O Allah. O Allah, I thank you for this. So when we thank Allah, when we show gratitude to Allah, Allah will increase us more, Allah will give us more tawfiq, and it will help us staying away from pride as well. There won't be pride entering us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to carry on with the action that we did in the month of Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everything from us. In Surah Al-Baqarah, I'm sure we'd have heard this ayah many a times in the month of Ramadan, where Allah says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. You know this ayah where Allah speaks about Ramadan. After this ayah, there's one more ayah, and then there is another ayah that Allah speaks about Ramadan again. So the question comes to our mind that how is it, why is it that Allah speaks about Ramadan in this first ayah, and then He speaks about something else, and then after that, He speaks about Ramadan again, the laws and the rulings of the sawm and the fast. Why is this that in this middle ayah, Allah speaks about something else? What is it that Allah speaks about? And you know, the ulama of tafsir, the mufassirin, mentions the hikmah and the wisdom. Remember, every ayah of the Qur'an, the place of the ayah of the Qur'an is perfect. There is a hikmah and the wisdom that Allah has placed that particular ayah, that particular surah, and that place. So Allah speaks about Ramadan, and then He speaks about Ramadan after one ayah. What's that middle ayah? That is the ayah that I've recited in my khutbah. Allah says in the ayah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Subhanallah. What is He saying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when my servant asks you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, yani about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, I am near, I am very, very close. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. One more point to understand here is, you know, if you look into the other places of the Qur'an, when people would question the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah would give the answer to the Prophet, saying, O Prophet, this is the answer. Qul, give this answer to the people. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ قُلْ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ قَرِيبٍ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَ قُلْ. You give them the answer. Yani the people are asking you about this. قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ means say to the people that this is the reply and this is the response from Allah. But when Allah speaks about here in this ayah, Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي, that when my servant asks you, O Muhammad, about me, then Allah is not saying to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that I am close. Allah is saying directly to us, Allah is saying, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That is as though Allah is addressing me and you directly to tell us, to show us that how close Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He's not saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, you tell the people that I am close. Allah is removing all the means. Allah is saying, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that when my servant asks you about me, they want to know about Allah, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Then listen everyone, I am very, very close. Why is it this ayah only that Allah speaks about after Ramadan and before Ramadan in between? Reason being that many a times a person thinks that see in Ramadan the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. Mercy of Allah descends, mashallah, we've got the energy, we've got the, you know, motivation of doing more and more a'mal, taraweeh, salah, the salah that we perform, and fasting, charity, and all the things that we do in the month of Ramadan. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. Then after Ramadan finishes, a person tend to think, oh, now I cannot do all these things. Now I cannot be reciting the Qur'an. Now it's very difficult for me to fast. Now it's very difficult for me to pray five times daily salah. Allah is saying, no, that's not the matter. That's not the thing. Don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not close to you after Ramadan has gone. Don't think Allah has gone further away or it's difficult for you to gain the pleasure of Allah. No. Like how in the month of Ramadan, it was easy for you to gain the pleasure of Allah. Even now, once Ramadan has gone, Allah is very close to us. The problem is that we go further away from Allah. The problem is that we go further away from Allah. Allah is very close to us. Allah is always there for us. We are always able to gain the mercy and the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem is that we go further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a reminder, now that Ramadan has finished, that doesn't mean that we do not have to pray our salah. That doesn't mean that we should not carry out with the actions and can continue with the actions that we're doing in the month of Ramadan. It's, you know, like how salah was fard in Ramadan, the salah is fard now as well. We fasted in the month of Ramadan, obviously that was the fard fast, but still we can keep the sunnah fast in these months as well. Right? So we should carry on with the actions that we're doing. I'll just end upon one point. See, you know, when we are doing any actions, we need to remember two things in it. How to gain the closeness of Allah. Number one is that we do all the act to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To please Allah. Niyyah, sincerity. We don't do it to please any other people. We do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, ittiba'u sunnah. Doing it in the way we have been taught in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll end upon one story and one incident that will teach us, you know, our pious predecessors. In their life, how much of, you know, concern and focus they had on intention and sincerity. They did every act to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a sheikh, he had a lecture, he was a very, very famous sheikh. He delivered a lecture in the masjid in thousands of people. After the lecture had finished, the sheikh was coming out of the masjid, and he was leaving the masjid and he was coming down the stairs. A person came from a very far away place, you know, from abroad, and he was rushing to the masjid, and he was calling out, "Oh, is that sheikh's lecture been finished? I came from so far just to listen to that sheikh's lecture." Is that so? He was, you know, he was regretting, "Oh, I'm late, and I could not listen to the lecture of that sheikh." Now, as that sheikh was coming out of the masjid on the stairs, he happened to meet that sheikh, and he said, "Oh, I came from so far, but I was not able to listen to your lecture. I've been deprived." Now see that, what did that sheikh do? He sat there and then, and he repeated the whole lecture that he delivered in the masjid to that thousand people, to that one person. He repeated the whole lecture. Now the students of the sheikh who were there, they started saying to the sheikh, "Oh, Ustaji, oh sheikh, why did you repeat the whole thing? You could have just told us and we would have given him the briefing, what you've mentioned in the lecture." So the sheikh says, "You know, in the masjid where there were thousand people that I gave the talk, I gave the talk to please one being. And now that I'm giving this lecture to this one person, I'm also giving it to please one being, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So nothing has been changed. Giving the lecture to that thousand people, that was also to please my Creator, Allah. And giving a lecture to this one person, that is also to please my Allah. So nothing has been changed. It's always Allah. Allah was there first, Allah is there now. So we do every act to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all sincerity and ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the blessing of this day. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts that we're able to do through His tawfiq in the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all steadfastness on this. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى أما بعد الله أكبر كلما صام صائم وأفطر الله أكبر كلما لاح صباح العيد وأسفر الله أكبر ما هلل مسلم وكبر الله أكبر ما تاب تائب واستغفر جاء العيد ليذكرنا بأن الأعمار هكذا انطوى وتمر
فبعد قولنا اللهم بلغنا رمضان قلنا اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا واليوم نقول تقبل الله منا ومنكم اليوم يوم عيد يوم التهنئة لمن صلى وصام وعبد ربه وتصدق وقام وأطاع ربه ووصل الأرحام ألا إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا وعيدنا يذكرنا بالبر والصلة بالعطاء والإحسان والإنفاق والتهنئة وعن جبير بن نفير رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال كان أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا التقوا يوم العيد يقول بعضهم لبعض تقبل الله منا ومنكم عباد الله اليوم نفرح بطاعة ربنا ونحمده على نعمه ونظهر السرور كما أمرنا ولكن عباد الله ليست فرحتنا اليوم نسيانا لإخوان لنا هناك من لا يزال تحت الألم وهناك من فقد الأمن وفقد الأحبة وفقد حتى لقمة العيش فكيف نفرح وإخواننا يعانون نفرح بطاعة الله نعم ولكن بقلوب تحمل الرحمة وبقلوب لا تنسى وبقلوب لا تغفل وبقلوب لا تقسو اجعلوا فرحتكم ممزوجة بالدعاء لهم وبالصدقة عليهم وبالشعور بوحدتنا كأمة واحدة إذا اشتكى منها عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى اللهم اجبر كسرهم وارفع بلاءهم وانصر المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم فرج هم المكروبين واجعلنا مفاتيح للخير ومغاليق للشر يا أرحم الراحمين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء مخ العبادة وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ودمر اللهم أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الغاصبين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الغاصبين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الظالمين وارزقنا صلاة فيه ونحن أعزاء وأقوياء منتصرين اللهم اجعل القدس الشريف شامخا عزيزا إلى يوم الدين اللهم انصر لإخواننا المسلمين والمستضعفين في غزة وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
Kindly straighten the صف. Ensure there is no gaps in between and our heels are on the line so that the صف can become straight. جزاكم الله خير.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.